the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. We've been studying the verses 45 to 48 of chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We already mentioned some of the points. As a reminder, I start with reading the verses from the beginning. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. O the Prophet, truly we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of the good news, and as a warner, and as a one who calls towards God with his leave, and as an illuminating light. Then Allah says, وَبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For the people who are believers, there is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaiting, prepared for them. Then Allah says, وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. You have been sent as a messenger. Your mission is clear. You are a witness. You are a giver of good news. You are a warner. You are a light which is illuminating. Don't listen to them. Do your own work. Don't stop because there are people who want you to stop. And for sure, if you don't listen to them, then they are going to annoy you. If you listen to them, there is no problem. Wada'adahum. In my understanding, this is coming after the previous one. La tuta' al-kafirin wal-munafiqin wada'adahum. Because when you don't listen, when you don't obey them, they start annoying you. Then Allah says, okay, forget what they do. Don't pay attention to them. Now, I want to move on to the verse 159 of chapter 3, Ali Imran. These verses are very much related. And when we want to understand the Quranic image of the Prophet, we should bring all these verses together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Allah says, because of mercy from Allah, you have become soft. The mercy which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you soft, makes you merciful, makes you kind. لَنْتَ لَهُمْ. You have become very soft. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have all rejected you, left you, scattered, and you would have remained alone. Even if you have Quran, but you don't have that akhlaq of the Prophet, you will remain alone. The people who knew you for many decades, the people who learned their religion from you, they owe you their Islam. If they see there is no akhlaq in you, they will leave you. So what about us? People don't know us that much, and people don't know their don't owe their Islam to us. How can then they remain with us if we don't have good akhlaq?
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
لو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. Were these people nice people all the time? Were these people treating Prophet with respect and reverence? Not all the time. In many times they used to annoy Prophet. We just said وَدَعَذَاهُمْ. We just said إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Even believers used to sometimes annoy Prophet. Muslims used to annoy Prophet, as we said in previous sessions, used to enter the house of the Prophet without permission, used to call him by his first name from outside his house, asking him to come out, many ways. But that's not going to change the manner of the Prophet. So Allah says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them, pardon them. If they do something wrong, if they annoy you, forgive them. Because if people are nice, then how can you understand I am a soft person or not? A person is recognized as a soft gentleman if he is annoyed and troubled and still remains the same. When he goes through all the difficulties and he remains the same. The Prophet was wronged, but Allah says, you have been soft with them and forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, then these people would have problem. They would suffer. Allah says to the Prophet, forgive them so that they would not be questioned and punished by because of annoying you.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.